Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt with our daily devotional for the next 40 days. Psalm 91:2. I will say of Adonai, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. God expects His children to trust Him. Not just when things are going well, but also when things are going bad. He has promises that we can cling to, knowing that He is watching over His word to perform it. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken, but those that belong to Him will stand strong. Now is the time to get your priorities in place. If you have been complacent about the things of God, doing what He has called you to do, then now is the time to repent and recommit your life in complete submission to Him and the work that needs to be done in these last days for the kingdom of God. Now is the time to learn how to hear His voice, study His word, and strengthen your faith in what He said. Keep a journal, write down scriptures that comfort you, or what the Ruach HaKodesh is giving you in your time with Him. A scripture that the Father gave me today was Psalm 37. Of David, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of them who do wrong. Fretting is a type of fear. For like the grass they soon wither and fade like a green herb. Trust in Adonai and do good. Dwell in the land, feed on faithfulness. Delight yourself in Adonai, and He will give you the requests of your heart. Commit your way to Adonai, trust in Him, and He will do it. Again, we are meditating on trusting in Him. He will bring out your vindication as light, and your cause will shine as noonday. Be still before Adonai and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret over one prospering in his way, over one carrying out wicked schemes. Put away anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to doing evil. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for Adonai, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Yes, you will look at his place, but he will not be there. But the meek will inherit the land and delight in abundant shalom. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day coming. The wicked have unsheathed their sword and have bent their bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose conduct is upright. Their sword will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better a little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, while Adonai upholds the righteous. Adonai knows the days of the blameless. Their inheritance endures forever. They will not be ashamed in an evil time, and in days of famine they will be satisfied. For the wicked will perish, and the enemies of Adonai will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous is a gracious giver. For his blessed ones inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. From Adonai a man's steps are made firm when he delights in his way. Though he stumble, he will not fall headlong, for Adonai is holding his hand. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous one forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Hallelujah. All day long he is gracious and lends, so his offspring will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, so you may live forever. For Adonai loves justice and does not abandon his godly ones. They will be preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The Torah of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked lies in wait for the righteous, seeking to slay him. But Adonai will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when judged. Wait for Adonai and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man flourishing like a leafy tree in native soil. But once he passed by, he was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Notice the man of integrity and watch the upright, for the man of shalom has a future. But transgressors will be destroyed altogether, and the future of the wicked will be cut off. Yet the salvation of the righteous is from Adonai. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. Adonai helps them and delivers them, and he rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Elvina Mokano, our Father, our King, we thank you, Father, that only you are the one that can protect us. Only you are the one that can provide for us. Father, we thank you that even though we are in a time of great testing in the land and in the world at this time, the righteous trust in you and the righteous will shine as lights in the darkness. Father, I thank you for your protection over all those that are listening to these teachings daily, these words of encouragement. Father, that they would search their hearts, that if they need to repent and turn their life back to you, now is the time to do it. Father, I thank you that you love your people. You love this world and every day are giving them a day to repent and turn back to you. Father, I thank you that as your children that you protect and watch over us and our families. Father, let this be a time where we would grow closer to you, to hear your voice and to speak forth your truth. Father, we thank you for a great harvest, and we thank you, as you said, that the righteous will never be forsaken, nor our seed begging bread. In Yeshua's name,